really is something to that song. Do you remember what the people shouted at Mount Carmel after God sent fire from heaven? Well, they shout, "The Lord, He is God. He is God." Amen. Praise God. Well, this, again, this is youth service, and so I needed someone to speak to the youth tonight, and so I thought of myself, and I asked myself, and I said yes. And so that pretty much takes care of it. And since it is youth service, here in a moment when we stand for the reading of the Word, I'd like to ask all our young people to come and sit in this section as close as they could. That would really help me out tonight. So I just want to really encourage you, when we stand to read the Word, our young people and our young adults in the section you're accustomed to sitting in, it'll help me to focus tonight. And this service, though, it's led by the youth, and we kind of target the youth. It's for all of us. And I appreciate, as we preach tonight and share the Word, that those of you would just encourage the Word to go forth. Amen. We're going to look in Jeremiah chapter 8, and just read one short verse in just a moment. Jeremiah 8. So could we stand? And if young people would indulge me, if you could just make your way to this area, that would really help me out tonight as I speak. How many is at least somewhat familiar with this verse? You've ran into it before. Does this verse seem familiar to you? Thank you, young people. Thank you. Okay. I didn't tell you which verse, did I? You're supposed to be Spirit-led folks around here. Jeremiah 8, verse 20. Now take a look at it. Amen. Does that seem familiar to you? You've seen it before. There's just something to it, isn't it? It's almost mournful, almost just mournful. It was a people that said this. Could we read this together tonight? "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved." Let me tell you what it meant, though, at that time. We're going to read it again before we pray. But for several growing seasons, the crop had been a failure, and the people were really suffering. They'd come to poverty and lack and hunger. They had planted their crops one more year, put all their hopes that this year it would be a good crop. It would pull them out of their misery, pull them out of their poverty. But when it came to the harvest at the end of the summer, the crop had failed again. There wasn't going to be plenty on the tables. They weren't going to be saved from their poverty. Once again, the crop had been a failure. So let's read this one more time. "The harvest is past," with me please, "the summer is ended, and we are not saved." Now that I've told you what it meant for the time, I just want to take a phrase out of this and use it for a thought to share with our young people tonight. The summer is ended. I want to preach tonight on when the summer comes to an end. When the summer comes to an end. Father, help us by your Spirit tonight. We're spiritual beings, Lord, and you want to speak to our spirit and our heart tonight. God, you know exactly what needs to be said to each of us. May we leave here, Lord, with that sense that you do know us and you cared enough to speak to us. And Lord, you care enough to change our lives. May your Spirit be active in all of the preaching of the Word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. How many of you young people would say that summer is a wonderful time? Pretty excited about summer? Anyone excited about summer? Three of you excited about summer. Well, I'm going to put out a petition to extend the school year, if that's how you feel about it. Now, we know Monday, Memorial Day, was the unofficial beginning of summer. Geographically, solstically, or calendar-wise, summer doesn't begin to June 21st. Why is it that Memorial Day is considered the unofficial beginning of summer? How many knows? Because what usually happens around Memorial Day? School's out. So however you figure it, really, really for this group here and for their parents, summer begins when school's out. How many of that just depresses you thinking school's going to be out? not a hand this time, okay? And so summer begins when school is out. So some of you are already out of school. How many's already out of school? Okay. How many got a few more days? Okay, how many's counting the hours instead of days? You're down to counting hours. Yeah. Why? Because that's when summer starts. Now, I want to tell you, it's great to look forward to summer, to anticipate everything you're going to do. But I want you to think about something you probably don't want to think about right now. I want you to think about the fact that summer is going to come to an end. Think about that. The summer is ended. I used to work at a rental yard, and there was a guy there. He wasn't saved. He was just a few years older than me, but he was a partier. He couldn't wait for work to be over. We worked 10-hour days, sometimes 12-hour days. He couldn't wait to work to be over so he could go party that night. I don't know how he did. He'd stay out late partying, and he'd drag himself into work. He'd start waking up sometime in the afternoon, and he'd start talking. 2 more hours till we get off work. 1 hour and 45 minutes till we get off work. 1 hour till we get off work. Oh, 45 minutes till we get off work. He said, and then I'm going to party, party, party. I never forget, we was out in the lot one day working on these big tow-behind air compressors, servicing them. And he started that stuff. He said, 1 hour till we get off work. I said, no, 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 you're looking at this all wrong. It's not 1 hour, just 1 hour till we get off work. It's just 1 hour closer to the time we've got to be back at work tomorrow morning. I said, that's the way you need to look. He got real quiet. And all of a sudden he said, Clifford, you just ruined it for me tonight. Well, I don't want to ruin your summer for you, but I do want you to contemplate something that can make your summer even better. And here's what I want you to ask yourself tonight. What will you have to say about this summer when it's over with? How will you describe this summer for you when it's over with? What will you say other than, I'm sure glad to be back at school? What will you say about this summer when it's over with? When the summer is ended. You know, I've already mentioned, but lots of memories are made in the summer. I guarantee you a lot of you have summer memories. You know, the interesting thing is when you're young, a summer can seem endless, not because it's miserable, but because it's just so packed full of fun things. And it just seems like summer is never going to end. I mean, there's vacations, there's swimming, there's picnics, there's hanging out with friends. For Christian young people, there's all these youth camps. But when you get older, it seems like the summers go like that. And you find yourself saying, I can't believe I'm getting the snow shovels out of the garage again. And so when you're young, summers are just much more monumental and memorable. But in either case, whether you're young or old, summers come to an end. Now, you listen, here it is, young people. There can be lots of good things happen in summertime. There can be a lot of fun, memorable things happen in summertime. But I want to call your attention tonight. This is one of the things shepherds do. They just warn. But I want to tell you, there's a lot of bad things that can happen to young people in summertime. Really. It really is true. Now, you may think the worst thing that can happen to summer is that you get bored. How many's already made yourself a reading list? You're going to read through the classics this summer. No one? No one? Okay. And so some of you are afraid of boredom, and you know, that is dangerous. They used to have a saying. You remember what it was? Idleness is the devil's workshop. It is dangerous to get bored. In fact, some folks do some awful silly things when they get bored. But there's more things to worry about than getting bored in the summer. I've seen young people get caught up in summer activities to the point they lose out. They lose out with Christ in the summer. Did you know that some churches literally have to cancel like midweek services in the summertime because they can't get anybody to come? And the very real thing is some get so busy with all these summer activities, they lose out with the relationship with Christ. And it gets even a little more sticky because Sometimes in the summer, young people form friendships, relationships that are very damaging to their spiritual relationship with Christ. They get to know people that actually lead them away from Jesus. And it's not just romantic relationships, so it could be that. It's relationships with peers, a neighbor down the streets, a cousin that comes to visit. And it's a relationship with somebody that doesn't love Christ, that doesn't love the things of God. And that person literally, during the summer, through that forged friendship, leads a Christian young person away from serving Jesus. Some during the summer, and this frightens me because it happens, some young people during the summer, they get exposed and addicted to things that cause habits. Did you know some young people will have their first taste of alcohol in the summertime? Try their first cigarette in the summertime. In their boredom, they'll browse, get hooked to pornography on the internet in the summertime. And I know you can do that any time of the year, but these are things that really do happen in the summertime. Awful things that can happen. And then it gets worse than that. We're talking to teenagers and those that are growing older. The summertime, some young people lose purity of mind and body in the summer. Do you know it's by no accident that movies that are released in the summertime, and many popular movies have as material within them this awfulness of young people partying and being immoral in the summertime. These popular movies, that's part of the material of them to make it look attractive to young people. And so, yes, some great things can happen in the summer, but some very dangerous things can happen in the summer. Now, I'm going to bring this all together, but I want you to think of some things that are characteristic of summer. Number one, I've already mentioned this, is time. You've got time on your hands. I know your parents may assign you extra chores, and since I mentioned about you being bored, they've been thinking of extra things you can do this summer. But you don't have school. That's a lot of time. And not only do you not have school, you got more daylight hours. How many's glad for that? I mean, do you like the winter when it gets dark at 4:30, 5 o'clock? No. But there's more time to do those things. Not only is summer marked by time, it's marked by transformation. I promise you, if it hasn't happened, many of you, when you get back to school next season, your schoolmates and your teachers will look at you and say, you've grown so big. You got so tall. You look so different. You've changed. You've transformed in the summer. I remember that when that happened to me, when I got my growth spell a little late, but when I was 15, I mean, I grew several inches that summer. And when I walked back in school, I was taller than folks that I had been shorter than the year before. And so summer is a very transformative time. Not only is summer marked by time and transformation, it's marked by transition. A lot of folks, now I'm not suggesting this for you young people, it's just something that happens, it's a time of transition. A lot of folks get married in the summer. A lot of folks move. We hope no one moves, but a lot of folks move in the summer. It's a time of transition. You see, transition, as the summer ends, some will go from preschool to kindergarten, some will go from kindergarten to elementary school, some will go from elementary school to junior high, some will go to junior high to high school, some go will be going from high school, you just graduated, you'll be going to college. It's transition. Some will change jobs or get jobs. And then summer is marked by travel. By travel, people go places in the summer. You'll hear that in the news. They'll be talking about how many travelers are hitting the road and this and that. Now, I mention those things because simply this, when those things are over, time, transformation, transition, travel, when those things are over, at the end of the summer, it can be good for you and not bad. Let me just real quickly revisit those things. Time. Look at this scripture here. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. You're young. You got time on your hands. Use that time to remember your Creator, to seek God, to know God, to worship God. Amen. You know, I believe in a good work ethic. And you know, you talk to folks my age, and most of us, as soon as we could find any odd job around the neighborhood, mow grass, whatever, I mean, we did it. And I believe in a good work ethic. But I also like to encourage young people. I mean, sometimes there's very few older teenagers at youth camps because they've all got jobs, and they're frying fries, and they're doing this and that. And 16, and they quit going to youth camp. Listen, I'm going to tell you a secret. You're going to be working and paying taxes. Sorry to say tithes, but that'd be good too. But you're going to be working and paying taxes the rest of your life. You've only got this one small window of youth to do things like go to youth camp and seek out God and experience God. Take advantage of it. Don't let anything take that little window of opportunity, because it is a very short window. Just a few years there of being a teen where you can really go and be involved in the things of God in the summer, youth camp and Camp Dove and all of these things. Don't waste that time. It may not seem like it to you, but it is. Don't waste that time doing things you're going to be doing the rest of your life. Do the things that you can do as a young person. You see, when you're young, not only do you have more time, you have a greater sensitivity and capacity to experience God. And some may take exception with me on this, but I really believe it's true. I believe when you're young, it's easier to let the Spirit of God move upon you. It's easier to have those experiences in the altar. There's a capacity that you... That's why sometimes preachers warn so much about staying away from sin. It's not only that sin is bad, but sin destroys that capacity to experience God. And not just sin, the hard times of life, the cares of this life, responsibilities, they just start affecting your capacity to experience God. So in this time that you have when you're young, it's a time when you have a sensitivity to God. Take advantage of that. Experience God. Remember God in the days of your youth. You can use this time of summer to become a lazy bum. Amen. Amen. You can become a video game zombie. You can do that this summer. How many be real honest? You know young people. No one here, of course, but you know young people that just become video game zombies in the summer. Thank you for the honesty. Yeah. You can use that time for that. You can spend time hanging with the wrong friends and join in with the wrong friends, or you can spend that time with young people that love the Lord. You can go to camps, youth camps, and you can meet with God. You can spend Sundays at Kings Island, or you can spend Sundays worshiping God in church. Amen. Use that time to worship your Creator. Then transformation. Look at this verse, Romans 12:2, very familiar. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It says, be not conformed, and you've heard me say many times, a good expression of this is, don't let the world press you into its mold. Don't let the world make you just like it is. Don't be conformed. Now, if you were honest with me tonight, and not that you wouldn't be, but if you were honest with me tonight, you would admit that you feel those pressures as a young person trying to push you into the mold, make you like the world. It said, don't do that, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, after the summer is over, you can be, by the power of God, maybe it's at youth camp, with these experiences you have, you can be transformed by the power of God, a more spiritual young person, someone more like Christ. Or you can let those pressures conform you to the world, and when the summer's over, through the exposure of these sinful activities and the things that you see and the habits you pick up, when summer's over, you can have been conformed and become a hard and apathetic, callous young person that has no fire for Jesus, no passion for the things of God. Amen. It can be one or the other. You can be changed to the bad or changed to the good. You know, I read a lot of testimonies in my Christian periodicals and things, and these are people who are grown now. Many of them are in ministry, and did you know almost every one of them, not all of them, but many of them will take you to a time in a summer when they were a young person and say, it was then I became saved. It was then I met the Lord. It was then the Spirit of the Lord moved upon my heart to be involved in the church or in Christian ministry. And they talk about these times at camp and different places where their lives were transformed by the power of God. And then what about this transition? Look what Peter says. But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. You see, as a Christian, we should be transitioning from one thing to another. That takes transformative power. But when I'm talking about this summer, we don't just want to get back to par where we were at last youth camp. And we don't want to slide backwards for sure. We want to transition. Just like when the summer's over, you move up to a new grade. Amen. When the summer's over, we want to have moved up in the things of God, transitioned to a higher place. And then what about travel? Well, people travel in the summer, but we always need to be reminded of this proverb. There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It matters which road that you choose. It matters which way you go. Amen. I want to tell you this evening, you don't have... Now, see, backsliding is going somewhere. You're not going forward, you're going backwards. You don't have to backslide this summer. You don't have to head down the wrong road. And I know you understand this, and it's put very simply, but I've told my own kids this, and I like to tell young people, you got to be careful about choosing. You're learning this as you drive and have been driving. You got to be careful what roads you choose, because how many knows you can pull down some roads that's almost impossible to back out of. When you find that you got down the wrong road, it's real hard to get out of there. And so this summer, when you're thinking about traveling, choose the right roads. You don't have to make excursions into sinful territory. You can go places in God this summer. You can go places in the things of God. So let's take it all back to that verse. Summer is ended and we are not saved. When the summer is over, what will you have to say about it? Well, I want to tell you, if you just hear what God is saying through His Word tonight, when summer is over, you won't have to say, now remember, what did they say in the verse? We are not saved. When summer is over, you won't have to say, I'm not saved anymore. You won't have to say that. Amen. You won't have to say, summer is ended and I've lost my purity. You don't have to say that. You don't have to say, summer is ended and I got addicted. You don't have to say, summer is ended and I exposed my things to movies and things on the internet that just totally messed up my mind. And I know it's not a good word, but you won't have to say, summer's ended and I just mushified my mind with video games until I'm just kind of like, you won't have to say, summer is ended and all I did was laze around like a bum and let the devil play games with my head. You won't have to say summer is ended and I watched things I never should have watched and I can't get the images out of my mind. You won't have to say summer is ended and I've pulled down some roads I can't back out of. Instead, you can say summer is ended and I'm as saved now as I was when it began. Summer is ended and I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. Summer is ended and I have a passion for Jesus and I have a passion for His. Summer is ended and I actually led a young person to the Lord. Summer is ended and I have a purpose for living. Amen. Wouldn't you like when summer is ended to be able to say things like that about your summer? And so I want you to think about this, not just tonight, but summer long, young people. And I'm just preaching this because I love you, but just think, when summer comes to end, what will I have to say about my summer? I'm not going to open another sermon, but I just want you to think briefly about this. Because every young person, even those in the Bible, have had a summer, haven't they? So you could think like this. Summer is ending. David, you can be like David, who slew Goliath and got victory over the summer. Summer's ended. You can be like Joseph, the teenager, that when temptation came calling, he said no and he fled. Summer is ended. You can be like Solomon, the young man that said no to all the riches of the world and begged for wisdom and asked, requested wisdom from God. Summer's ended, and you can be like Daniel in a foreign land, in a foreign context, and he purposed in his heart that he would not be defiled by the king's meat. He would make a stand on his convictions. Summer's ended. You can be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Every pressure was put upon them to forsake their faith and to give up their belief in God. And yet, when the pressure was applied, they said, you can do with us what you want. You can mock us. You can make fun of us. You can call us wimps. You can do whatever you want to do. But we are not bowing. We are not giving up our faith in God. Summer has ended. And you can be like Jesus, the young boy Jesus in the temple, where you're more interested in doing the will of the Father than falling in to the ways of those around you. Summer has ended. You can be like Timothy, the young man who got saved and got something in his heart to do the work of God. You can be like John Mark at the end of the summer and say, I did something for Jesus. I was involved in ministry. Here's the point. If Jesus doesn't come, the summer will end. It's going to end. I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm trying to challenge you. You say, it ain't even got started. We know how that guy felt like that you worked with. You just run it. But summer will end. What will you have to say about this summer? Would you come, music? Amen. Well, what you have to say about this summer is true for all of us. What we have to say about this summer is going to be determined by the choices we're making right now tonight and we'll make throughout the summer. It boils down to choices. I didn't even look to see what they are, but other people have got a hold of this musing about the end of the summer. There's movies entitled End of Summer. There's books entitled End of Summer. There's poems entitled End of Summer. There's a band End of Summer. So people do contemplate it. And so I want you just to do that. I'm not going to close really any other way. I want you each as an individual, think to yourself right now. Just stop and think. When this summer is over, I want to be able to say, can you do that? Can you do that in your own heart and mind? When this summer is over, I want to be able to say. And as they're thinking, I want to say to the rest of us, and I didn't plan this to be melancholy night. I just want to help us. But not only is there a summer to the year, there is a summer to our lives. And I think one of the worst things that can happen in human existence is for people to live their lives and come to the summer of their life and not have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. And they look back and all they see is a life where they live for themselves, they made selfish choices, they live for pleasure, they've been embroidered in sin, and here they are at the summers of their life. That's all they see. I'm telling you, it don't have to be that way with a year, but it doesn't have to be that way with the life either. And that's why I've preached to these young people. Not only is there a summer to your year, there's a summer to your life. And I'll tell you, it'll be a wonderful thing. And I don't know, they keep moving it. You know, where's the summer of your life? I don't know. I don't know where I'm at, you know. Somewhere, I don't know, 1st September in my life or end of September. I don't know where that's at necessarily. But just like your year, young people, when you get to be my age, it's an awful thing to look back and see those that you live for pleasure and selfish reasons and made a mess of relationships. That's a bad thing. I want to tell you, though, when you can look back over your life and say, I said no to this world. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I've lived for God. My family lives for God. That's a wonderful thing. Amen. Could we stand? Amen. Now, listen, the text was, we read it together. I don't know, brother, if you can get right back to that text. Brother Mike, if you can get right back to the text real quick. But we read it together. And we read, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. The summer is ended, and we are not saved. Let's read it differently. Let's read it right now. The summer is ended, and we are saved. Would you like the summer to end that way? Could we do that? Everybody, let's read that. The summer's ended, and we are saved. Isn't that great? The summer is ended and we're filled with the Spirit. The summer is ended and we're on fire for God. How do you want your summer to end? I want to open these altars and I want you to really seriously contemplate this. If there's in your heart, I want this summer to end and I want to be able to say, I've lived for God, I've loved God, I've overcome temptation, I have my heart set on fire. If that's you, if that's how you want your summer to end, would you come and fill these altars and just commit yourself afresh to Christ? Could you do that? All over the building, not just the young folks. If you want your summer to end and say, be able to say, I've served God this summer, I've lived for Him, I've walked with Him, I've said no to all the temptations, all the dark things. I've just said yes, 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 yes to God. Is that how you want your summer to end? Live for a purpose higher than yourself. Don't pull down those roads you can't back up out of. Amen. Go on with Jesus. Go on. Follow Him. Live for Him. Know His presence. Know His touch. Hallelujah. The summer is ended and we're saved. The summer is ended. We're living for God. The summer is ended. And we have a passion for Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.